A jobs bill advances in Congress, but is it enough?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This country is looking at close to 10% unemployment, and this week lawmakers are trying to do something about it. Late yesterday, the Senate advanced a $15 billion job creation bill put forward by Democrats. It is all but guaranteed to pass the Senate tomorrow and get reconciled with a House version. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid said the bill could create more than 100,000 new jobs.
For every $1 billion we invest in infrastructure, we create 47,500 high-paying jobs and other jobs that spin off from that.
The Senate bill focuses on tax benefits for small businesses to hire unemployed workers. Well, a lot of economists say that is not going to get the job done. Mark Zandi with MoodysEconomy.com is going to tell a House committee today that this economy still needs more stimulus spending.
Do go back into recession, it'll be very difficult to get out. So I think it's important for policymakers, including the Federal Reserve, to remain very aggressive and make sure that businesses start hiring, and we may need more stimulus, yes.
And Zandi says the big news of the week is probably yet to come. Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke is going to give his take on the economy when he talks to Capitol Hill later this week. Another good sign this morning for the home improvement industry. Home Depot said it swung last quarter from losing money to making $342 million. The company raised its quarterly dividend for the first time since 2006 and gave a profit forecast that beat Wall Street's expectations. Yesterday, Home Depot's rival Lowe's posted its first quarterly profit increase in more than 2 years. Well, Home Depot shares are higher this morning in pre-market trading. Let's see about other stocks. Yeah, European shares are 0.5% down this morning. The Bank of England's governor said the Eurozone's recovery appears to have stalled. Asian shares were mixed today. Japan's government voiced concern about the economic impact of Toyota's troubles. Top Toyota execs are expected to testify today and tomorrow on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost almost 19 points and closed at 10,383. There are more strikes affecting air travel this morning. Just as pilots at German airline Lufthansa agreed to go back to work for the time being, cabin crew at British Airways have voted to strike. And today, French air traffic controllers walked off the job, causing cancellations and delays. Reporter Christopher Wirth has the story from London.
All these strikes are related to one thing. Employees across Europe have grown worried about airlines cutting costs. Cost-cutting is also happening in the U.S., but Howard Wieldon of BGC Partners says that doesn't mean it will see the same repercussions.
And if anything, the U.S. airline industry is healthier now than it was a year or 18 months ago. The country as a whole, the economy is improving. There have been some mergers, and that has made a difference. So I think the worst for the moment is over in the U.S.
But Wieldon says airlines have a long road ahead, especially in Europe, where too many carriers will continue chasing too few customers. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
Believe it or not, one of the more profitable sites on the web is basically a bunch of cat photos with funny-sounding captions. It's called I Can Has Cheeseburger. So right now I'm looking at a kitty that apparently doesn't want to take that bath, because he's saying, I vehemently protest this intrusive moisture upon my person. Well, a Seattle entrepreneur named Ben Ha owns this and dozens of humor sites where the content comes from the masses and the profits go to investors, millions in ad revenue, licensing fees, and merchandise sales. It's called the Cheeseburger Network. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You've said you're in the time-wasting business.
That's right.
Why should I waste time with your content instead of wasting time with YouTube videos?
You know, that's a great question. There's no reason for us to favor one over the other, but what we want to make sure is that we provide reliable content every day that's going to make you laugh. Right. So YouTube is a vast repository of videos that may or may not be great. Whereas when we editorially curate the featured stuff on the homepages, which is what most people see, we're taking care to make sure that the 5 minutes that you spend on our sites are actually going to be spent well.
And to do that, you're digging through how many submissions, let's say, on I Can Ask Cheeseburger?
So actually, across the network total, across the Cheeseburger Network, we receive about 13,000 submissions each day.
Every day.
Every single day. And we have half the companies actually dedicated to managing that community, sifting through those pieces of content so that they're appropriate and to post the best onto the sites. And we know which ones are good, not because we decide that they're good, but because the users vote on each other's submissions and say, this one's funny, this one's not.
So are the people you hire, are they specialists in any way? I mean, do they have to have a certain humor or are they just aggregators?
They absolutely have no special skill set in a traditional job sense. But what we do look for is we look for a understanding of what we call internet culture. So when we hire these people, it's not the age, it's not where you went to school, it's not any of that. It's that how do you live on the internet? Do you see it as a tool that you use to go find information? Or is the internet your primary source of popular culture? And that's what we look for.
How sick are you of people saying, ugh, funny cat captions? Give me a break.
You know, I'm actually not, because I know that's so much more for us to grow into. It's just a sign that we haven't done our job fully yet, and there's a lot more left to do.
Ben Ha owns the Cheeseburger Network. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this week, the finalists were named for Britain's Diagram Prize, celebrating the oddest book title of the year. Contenders include Collectible Spoons of the Third Reich, The Changing World of Inflammatory Bowel Disease, Afterthoughts of a Worm Hunter, and What Kind of Bean Is This Chihuahua? Next month, they will announce the winner and hopefully tell us what kind of bean this chihuahua is, because now I'm kind of curious. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.